Not only is Tisha B'Av a time where we work on our Avos Yisrael and also mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim, we mourn the fact that Yerushalayim is destroyed because it was the place, Yerushalayim was the place that was supposed to create Avos Yisrael. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Beis 122, Yerushalayim ha-benuya ki yer shechubra la-yachdav. Yerushalayim, that's the place that is creates connectivity. And the Gemara Yerushalmi says, I'm Yerushalmi Levi, Yerushalayim ha-benuya ki yer shechubra la-yachdav, ir shehi oseh kol Yisrael l'chaverim. It's the place that would make, help Klal Yisrael become, literally, friends, to create connection to the Am Yisrael. There's a beautiful Gemara in Chagiga that says that when people were going on Aliyat HaRegel, when they go to Yerushalayim, so the Kohanim would lift up the Lechem HaPanim, the showbreads, that would be warm all week, fresh all the time. And they would say to them, Re'u chibaschem lifnei hamakom, look how much Hashem loves you. Kisiduro kach ziluko, that when we take the showbreads off, a week later after putting it down, it's just as warm and fresh, as delicious as it was the first moment it was placed there. And the Mefarshim asked the question, why specifically this nes? There are lots of nisim, lots of miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And Reb Tzedek HaKohen of Lublin explains that when people would come to Yerushalayim, if you've been to Yerushalayim ever, you have this experience, right? You see, sometimes you see your neighbor, and sometimes you see a person you haven't seen for 30 years, and you bump into them at the Kotel, right? You go to Yerushalayim, you can just see all kinds of Jews from all over the world. And this is what would happen. People would come to Yerushalayim to be on Aliyat HaRegel, and you'd see thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews that you've never seen before, that look very different from you. They speak different, they have a different culture. And wouldn't it be surprising, it'd be difficult for people a little bit, start to judge each other. And so what did the Kohanim do? They would show the 12 challahs, the 12 showbreads. Why? Each one represents a different shefet. And they would show how warm they were, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself would keep each of them warm and fresh, showing Klal Yisrael, look, look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of you. Look how Hashem loves you no matter how you are, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of Jew you are. Hashem loves each and every one of you. And therefore, you should learn a lesson and make sure to show that love to each other. That Yerushalayim was a place, not just that we are zoche to get if we can find that way to love each other, but Yerushalayim is the place when we have it back, as it should be, that will continue to create that sense of Avos Yisrael. So if we're looking for another reason to feel Churban on Tisha B'Av, another reason to mourn, we can mourn the fact that that Shalom that we're looking for, that connection to all of Klal that we're missing, is something that we will get even in an even greater way when Yerushalayim is returned to us. We should be zochet to spend these days appreciating what we don't have, and Bezer Hashem, to be zochet to get it back.